T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
Someone says, like, wow, ha-ha, the Sox broadcast, at Danny Parkins. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Least helpful local talk show host Danny Parkins just retweeted my tweet about the auction bidding closing at 9. Danny, it's 9:14.
Watching the Cubs game, I'm talking to Steph, I'm not really paying attention to anything, and then
Danny's the guy that goes up to the window at Bally's and says, I want to take that second half line, and it's 2 minutes into the second half already of the basketball game he wants.
And then Benetti texts me during the next commercial break, and he just goes, I just blew you up on TV.
Chicago fans, they're everywhere.
Yes, indeed.
Please, don't do this. Get up.
Good to see young Danny Parkins is here in his old Bulls jersey.
Oh, okay, okay.
Third place in the Danny Parkins look-alike contest.
Oh my God, I'm not.
Stop! He's already dead.
He's gone. And we couldn't do nothing about it.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
McNeil and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Yeah, he got me. Both Jason Benetti and Chris Tannehill, they got me good. I want to think that I'm better looking than that kid last night during the Bulls game.
Oh!
I knew!
Oh, that kid's a fine looking young man.
He was fine.
16.
Whatever he is. God, I want to feel like I'm better looking than him. When I look in the mirror, Mac, I see a better looking guy than that kid. Delusions of grandeur.
Wrong.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Jason Benetti.
You know, maybe it's because I sit next to you every day. I think of you as a normal-looking person, and that kid struck me as a fairly normal-looking person, and I laughed when Benetti said it last night, and shocker for everybody that I was listening to the Bulls game.
That was the real upset of the night.
In the fourth quarter, yeah, I wanted to see if they were going to play all 48 minutes, and I texted Parkins. I said, Benetti's on ya. He's giving it to you. That kid just sitting there not talking to his date.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's what it
I resemble
right,
that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, okay.
And yes, we learned that Stacey King has no idea who I am.
No clue. It was obvious, wasn't it?
It really, really was. This hour on The Score brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Is Benetti the heir apparent on television?
I don't know.
He's on a short list, wouldn't he be?
I would think so if they're giving him opportunities this year, yeah.
They've got a couple, like the rotating fill-ins for Funk.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he would be great at it, obviously, but he does...
You only got conflicts for about, what?
No, for a while.
A month. Well, the Bulls never play past May.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, but you got White Sox
basketball
conflicts.
Basketball playoffs start when? Middle of April? Late April?
Yeah,
three weeks of conflict.
Yeah, 3 weeks. That's it.
He's got a big ESPN gig, man. He does big ESPN games, college football, college basketball for ESPN. I don't know that he wants to quote unquote only be a local broadcaster. I'd be surprised.
The Bulls?
Yeah.
Only be the Bulls.
I mean,
only the Bulls.
Only the one and only.
Also, they said Stacey King is looking to jump on a Sox broadcast this season, so that should be interesting.
I saw that. That's no Bill Walton.
It's not. What is, really?
That's right. That's what you always say.
But stream of consciousness, Stacey King would be pretty good, too, I think.
I think he would be absolutely fantastic.
Danny, have you ever heard of Stacey King? Like, you know who we're talking about?
Yes, I am aware
just
of Stacey.
Sure.
Yeah, even if he doesn't know who I am absolutely aware of Stacey.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, he had a little Coomer going there. He's like, uh-huh. Well, okay, mm-hmm. Well. Mm-hmm. Panetti was talking about a Ted Williams documentary while he's talking about me.
Now I find myself checking, not saying mm-hmm anymore because it's...
he said it a few times when he was in with us, and it was great.
Because it strikes me as I'm not listening now. That's the word balloon above my head is I couldn't care less about this conversation because I hear that coom. Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that'll do it.
Well, I got a conversation that you're going to be interested in, Mac. You ready for this?
Hit me.
We've been talking about this. I can't wait to hear what this is.
Okay. Oh,
because your tease is like, I got something that, you know, you guys are going to like.
Right. Started Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I had to wait for Shep to get back because Shep is a hero of mine. And so I'm going to run the Chicago Marathon. No, but Steph is pregnant. She's.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's due in March.
Who's the honest father? To goodness.
I'm having a son.
Oh, man. You're not a hugger.
Yeah.
I come over there and hug you.
How about that? Yeah.
Wow.
I had to keep it from you guys for a while, unfortunately. But, yeah, March. You're going to be a dad.
Congratulations. Wow. You got 3 months to grow up.
I don't think anything's going to change.
Nothing's going to change.
I just can't see why anything would have to change in my life. Although, I will say, for being pregnant... It's kind of crazy, the whole experience.
Did something change?
Bigger boobs.
You said March. My math is okay. So she's in her second trimester?
Yeah, second trimester.
The halfway point about?
Yeah, 22 weeks, somewhere around there.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. We are very, very excited about it. It's a crazy thing. Like the car purchase, you start questioning everything. Like, is this apartment okay? Is this car okay? Am I okay? Like when we got the pregnancy.
Well, let's start with the earlier ones. Those are easier.
Yeah, right.
The answer's a little bit easier on that.
Right. But
car's probably fine.
Yeah, car's probably fine.
The kid's not going to come out demanding a sports car.
Yeah. Well, no, but safety. Like, you know what I mean? Like all sorts. I'm like, does this midsize SUV have backseat airbags? Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be asking about.
No, they don't make, unsafe cars these days.
Yeah.
They're just cranking them out down the line. Unsafe. People love buying them. Make sure you get a safe one.
Okay, yeah, get a safe car. I wrote that down.
And you've already done the gender check. You're having a son.
Having a baby boy in March. And it was weird. The first thing I said when the pregnancy test came back positive.
You're gonna miss Scorehouse.
Dude, it's so funny you say that. It was one of the first things I thought of. But I was like, am I going to miss Scorehouse? And then
Scorehouse.
I can use paternity leave during the NCAA tournament because, you know, I feel like Chicago doesn't deserve me
Chicago
on an afternoon drive.
Really doesn't deserve you during the NCAA tournament because Chicago doesn't care enough about it for you. And I love that hook.
Yeah,
I love that angle.
You know an exact time in March, like early March, mid, late?
Mid March. I mean, obviously, ooh, you know, it can fluctuate,
sure,
but literally the dead smack in the middle of March.
We still do Scorehouse like first week they report end of February.
Best not. When you're down to the final 3 weeks, probably.
I mean, you're right, but it's not our child, so now I get to treat Danny like Danny treated me
for
the last 9 months.
Well, we have to get confirmation anyway. Are you planning to be there?
Yes, I am planning. Yeah, no, we can
Danny's
start.
Going to have Steph call in as she's giving birth. Hey, can you wrap that up for me? I'm at my national show tonight.
Yeah, well, right. Listen.
We'll get to you next segment. I got something bigger. Well, Brown's made a trade.
So you think it's a bad idea to periscope the birth?
Oh, God.
You think that's a bad idea? I mean, Brian Gerch is always looking for content for the website, for the video stream. You know, Speaks told you yesterday, congratulations on your brand new content factory.
And then he waits for 5 o'clock hour to tell us.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Big
here?
Show announcement, big a surprise for the guys, and
time spent listening, boys.
Right. We're like, oh, we going on a show trip or something? What do we got here?
I know. I no, like,
just my life changing.
What did Uncle Danny get us?
Cool, man. Another guy with a kid. Cool.
Yeah. Right. Cool. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Another. Names? Discussing names yet?
Discuss names. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if she wants me sharing any of that publicly.
Okay. Thomas Sadoransky.
That's an option.
Sadoransky. I like that. Sadoransky Parkins reporting for duty, sir.
I got to have Swirsk do some. I got to make sure it's a good Swirsk name. I'm going to put that in. She's like, do we want family names? Do we want names with nicknames?
Cecil.
Yeah, exactly. Cecil Parkins. It's perfect. So, yeah. Everyone thinks that I'm not ready. When we told my family right? So we have the family over for dinner. My older brother and his wife, my youngest sister and her boyfriend, and my mom and dad. My other sister's out in California with her husband and my nephew. So we have, you know, two of the three siblings and my parents over for dinner. It's a lovely evening. Tell them the news. It's great. We're celebrating. We're having a good time. No joke. Within the next 48 hours, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five parenting books showed up for me at the house. So, like, my family is skeptical.
I highlighted this parts for the dad.
Yeah, no, these were like, so you're going to be a first-time father. Like, these are like,
that's not an indictment. We all get those. They're very helpful, you know, but no one is ever, literally no one is ready. Like, you can never, no one's ever, like, sitting there at 9 months like, oh, yeah, I'm 100% ready for this. You know what I mean? Like, baby books, fine, great. Helpful stuff in there, but ultimately doesn't matter, and there's stuff that you're just never going to be prepared for. Yeah. And a lot of it just kicks in instinctually.
Yeah, so. There's only so much you can read about it. It's kind of like broadcasting. You just kind of have to do it.
Yeah, the first book I hadn't, so I, you know, the whole just shell shock of it happening came over me, and I didn't read any of them initially. And then Steph got through the first trimester, and she's like, you know, are you ever going to read those baby books? I guess. And so I took an afternoon, and I opened up one of them, and I went out on the balcony, and I just started reading for like 2 hours, and I came back inside, and I was like, so I just got through the second trimester, and I realized all of the things that I didn't do during the first trimester. Mm-hmm. My apologies. But my buddy said it's just basically Googling things at 2 a.m, that's parenting.
That's, I don't know about the parenting part, but that was a lot of the pregnancy part for me was... Train ride home. All right, Google this. Try to find out this. Okay, try to ask Google whatever question you have about where she is pregnancy-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, early on where, you know, baby's sick. You're like, oh, something we have to go to the emergency room for right now, this moment. What is this? Like, you know, I've never seen anything like this before. Quick Google, and you kind of sift through those things before you're going to the emergency room for no reason.
Just start WebMDing.
Ultimately, it's almost always, oh, they've got to poop.
Excellent. How old do you figure your son will be when he starts to bring you your morning orange juice? So what age will you saddle him with that responsibility so he can earn his allowance?
That's why you have kids, right? Just to chores while you're around the house.
Yeah, because they're so helpful.
That's why
you still wait for that one to cash in at 5 years old.
Okay.
5? Yeah. 28, 26, oh, and 25.
No. Oh, man, yeah. Forever. Yeah, it's a forever job, I've been told, right? It lasts forever.
Yes, you never spike your ball. You never do a touchdown dance. It's you're signing up for a lifetime. It's a lifetime subscription, man. You don't cancel these things. You don't take them back. Man, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I hope it agrees with you.
I think it will. Listen, I know I'm incompetent in most things, but I'm not too worried about it. Like, I'm gonna be an attentive, caring dad who likes to play with his kid. I'm home. I don't go out. I just do this job and I'm home. So the kid can watch sports with me. It'll be fine.
That's the thing that I kept telling myself too, is that like you scare yourself and you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna be a dad in however many weeks or months, and you find out, and oh, how am I gonna do this? How am I possibly gonna pull this off? Just look around, walk through downtown one day, see people who have kids and realize, well, if they can do it, I think my kid's in plenty good hands.
I told her that cavemen used to cut the umbilical cord with rocks, so we should be fine. They seemed to think that there was more to it than
that.
It was not in the book.
Cavemen cutting cords.
But man, this baby thing is a racket.
How did she handle the first few months?
Thank you for asking. Tough, actually.
Yeah.
She had real bad morning sickness. She puked basically like every day for 10 weeks. It was, yeah, she had
it. And she still got you orange juice.
A lot of, some days where she skipped, which I was like, really? Really? You're slacking a little bit. But it was understandable.
So she's fighting morning sickness.
Yeah.
Making a new commute to a new job.
That's right.
And the juice isn't. Up to snuff for you.
Perfect practice for a newborn, though.
She is going to be a great mom. She's totally and totally ready for it. Has been for a long time. But yeah, I'm telling myself that, you know, the juice will still be there in the morning, and that we're going to be great. We want to, you know, we want to incorporate the kid into our lives, and you don't have to.
Probably a good idea.
Stop.
Yeah,
that's usually how it works.
Stop your entire life for the kid. That sort of thing.
When it's convenient, you know, you can show up along, little Bobby.
Yeah, there's all sorts of possibilities here.
Already got aunts and uncles to be lined up for sitting purposes when you do want to go out. Get that lined up in advance. Find out who's on your side and who isn't.
Yeah, you know, my parents are here, obviously. My youngest sister is great with kids, and she lives close. So she's available to
already talked about him. He's already going over the dates.
Oh, listen.
Cubs home opener. I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Obviously. I mean, when Seinfeld's in town, Chappelle's Tanny and I have a mandate to see The Irishman for 3.5 hours Friday night. think I'm missing when Scorsese releases a new movie in 5 years? You think I'm missing that? Get out of here.
I'm going to work on some names overnight. Some Swirsky names. We got to get something that would say Parkins is pretty good, too, because you get the S. You get to finish with the whistle.
Yeah.
I can get to the whistle. Cecil.
Thomas Sadoransky.
Cecil Lucius Parkins.
Ooh. Ooh.
Cecil.
You know there's
Sebastian.
Sebastian Parkins. You know that there's strollers that cost over $1,000?
Oh, dude, you don't even know yet.
Dude, that
you
is
don't
offensive.
Even know.
Offensive.
Like
not that you need it, but that is insane. Like, I just tie about new. No.
Keep telling yourself
what does it
that.
Do? Does it have headlights?
Yeah,
brake lights?
I don't
what
know.
What the hell cost $1,000?
There's a stroller that's like the in vogue trend. These upper babies.
Yeah, the ones that oscillate like wheels on luggage, that sort of thing for ease of movement.
You can afford the good stroller.
Tanny, we can get a fine stroller.
Honey, do you know how many calls from truck drivers I had to take to get this stroller financed?
Yeah, right. Fair enough. But the idea of these, like, it just feels like a racket. The books are this thing, and then these classes are this thing, and then the stroller is this thing. It's just, I guess it's going to be expensive to care for another human being. it's unbelievable to me. I should stop gambling so much.
For the next
or gambling
two
more,
decades.
Or gamble more. I like it.
Or win once in a while.
Yeah.
Double down.
Let's get on a winning page tonight. Let's pick a winner for tonight's game. All right.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like tonight's game. I think it's going to be a fun game. I do want to watch tonight's game.
All right. Well, we'll get into tonight's game. We'll pick a side, and the Lions.
Grayson Perkins. That's a good one, Grayson. I like that.
It's not a terrible.
That's from a texter.
All right, we got all sorts.
Sheamus.
Someone said you should just name the kid Benetti because he's your daddy. Screw you, texter. I will get Jason Benetti back in this life or the next. It's McNeil and Parkins on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do me a favor. Just kind of sit up and just, like, have a little respect.
Yep, Bears and Lions. We get Matt and Patricia this weekend. Some of your feedback on the text line and on Twitter is just hilarious. Thank you to the overwhelming number of you who are congratulating, and to the rest of you, well, wouldn't be the text line without it.
Sylvester!
Bernstein already giving me tax advice via direct text message, telling how to finance for college.
529, baby.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
We got the same guy.
This segment brought to you by rtachicago.org.
Then he won't go to school and you can spend it all after you quit a job.
Oh, there you go. Wow. I'm seeing my future. Oh, what fun it is to ride transit all the way. Everyone can all agree that riding CTA, Metra, and Pace is the easiest way to get to the Holiday Festival of Lights and other events this holiday season. Plan your trip at rtachicago.org. Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Wolves. The Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn how to get your team on the ice to play during intermission of a Wolves game. We are winners. We are the Wolves. So Bears and Lions, or wait, you want to do Chargers and Raiders first?
Well,
they play tonight.
I think we should make a bet on the game. The Raiders are a 2-point favorite. Yes, or are they getting two? It was two earlier today. I'm struggling to remember who's favored though. I think the Raiders are going to win the game.
The Raiders are favored. It's 1.5 right now.
I like the Raiders tonight. I both teams are not dead yet, and you know they both can thank the Bears for resurrecting their seasons too, because that's exactly what happened. San Diego, I did it again.
L.A., man, my kid's going to eat good.
I know.
If I just collect.
Get some of Coombs meatballs. I hear they'll stay in the freezer for a couple of years.
Until March? Perfect.
Yeah.
Because they eat meatballs when they're born, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
sure.
That's what I thought. But sorry,
sure.
Continue.
You know, the Chargers have played better. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game, but I think Oakland's trying to make a statement here, and I think they're much better than anybody gave them credit for being coming out of the gate. I think people got tired of the Derek Carr movie year after year. He didn't really go to the next level like he was expected to, and he started slow this year. But since week three, he's racked up a 112 passer rating, which is third best in the NFL. He's helped out enormously by running back Josh Jacobs. Yeah, he's been terrific too. And the tight end is one of the best in the NFL this year, Waller. I like the Raiders to win tonight.
I don't have a disco, but let's all start dancing.
Yeah,
knock on wood if you're with me, Tanny.
Oh, we're all with you, Mac. Go Raiders.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
Are you with me?
Sure, that's fine. I'll bet the Raiders. I don't think either team is particularly good, so I think the line is right. Like I get why the Raiders are just a very small favorite at home. They don't have neither team has a tremendous home field advantage. I don't think home should matter very much in this game. They just don't have to do any sort of travel. The Chargers had to get on a plane. So I get why the line is very close. It's just
kind of get on a plane that didn't get above 7,000 feet, though.
Yeah.
I've done that, John.
Yeah, just go up and down.
Up and down. That's all it is.
That's all it is. You're just sleeping in a different bed for one night. But
Bovada line changed. Tanny said you guys thought it was 2.
Yeah.
Raiders are getting 1.5.
No, they are. Okay, yeah, getting 1.5. Oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, they're 1.5
dog. Plus 1.25.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so plus 1. Yeah, there we go. You're right. It did shift. I swear to God, I gamble all the time, but on VegasInsider.com, I was looking at the opening spread instead of the current spread. Every time I do that, I should have to put money in our fund. That's the second time this season. Terrible job by me. Thank you, Shane.
You blame it on your son already?
It's on me. I can't even put it. I'm not getting any sleep. I'm only getting 9 hours in my sleep number bed. Okay, right. Tanny, you average like what? 8 hours of sleep a night? Is that about right?
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll be fine.
Well, I just can't sleep at all. Like, I have this baby, this daughter yelling all the time.
Oh, hang on. Shep just walked in, everyone.
Yeah, oh, well done. The impressions are just perfect on this show.
His voice changed.
He does these impersonations. Yep. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
It's just sad that both of these teams have beat the Bears. That's just kind of sad.
The Bears, why is it sad?
Because these teams are not supposed to be good. And the Bears are supposed to be good.
They're NFL players, man. I
understand that. You picked them to go to the Super Bowl. You have to be somewhat surprised that the Raiders and Chargers beat the Bears.
I'm more disappointed in what the Bears have been as a whole than I am surprised at one individual game. Just knowing the NFL, and when the snowball starts coming downhill, guys start playing with confidence and start playing with purpose. Even the teams that are lesser opponents win games every week in this league. And that was, you know, the Bears just got steamrolled. Their front seven by the Raiders just annihilated. Not so much by the Chargers. They just couldn't do anything offensively. I almost said San Diego.
Yeah, you sure did.
I'm just going to call them the Chargers. Yeah. I'm never going to give them a city ever
Bolts.
Again. The Bolts.
Phillip Rivers' squad. Yeah. And so the game interests you because just – football on a Thursday? Because neither of these teams are making the playoffs.
You got the Bosa show.
You do.
You've got a Hall of Fame quarterback who is battling for his playoff life in Phillip Rivers.
I guess I shouldn't rule out these teams as a playoff team.
NFL talent. There's good fantasy implications tonight too. I mean, there are. I don't have guys on either team, but
there are real players in this game.
Yes, sure. There are some real players in this game. I've reached something on fantasy, by the way, and I've been wanting to talk about this. Are we going anywhere else right now, or can I get this out for? It might only take 30 seconds.
Take all the time you need, buddy. I made the first top of the 5 o'clock hour about me.
I want next year to be in fantasy again next year. I it's probably going to involve having to get in a different league or get some new guys in the league we're in.
Oh, you're quitting our league because I'm in first place? Is that what's happening?
No,
I'm dominating your league.
Admiring your team from afar. I'll bet more on Sunday in the first set of games than I do the entire fantasy season. The $500 entry fee. What are you chasing? What are you chasing all year long? Okay, you're going to get your money back and maybe $300-$400, something like that. Maybe a little bit more if you win some positional awards, which we have in our league. It makes it a little bit different, but it just so crazily pales in comparison to my level of excitement for gambling on a game. I like to do well in fantasy, but if I don't, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't care because
but 500 is more than the vast majority of our fans.
It's $125 a month, man.
I understand that, but I'm just letting you know that my guess is you are in the top 2 percentile of fantasy players.
You think?
Yeah. Like how many people in our text audience right now, text line 67011, are playing in a league that is just text in your dollar amount. Just text in your dollar amount. I will be shocked if there are a bunch of people out there that put more than $500 because it's supposed to be fun. The problem with the league that you guys are in my opinion, is there's not.
You're in it too, by the way.
I know,
you're
but
leading it.
It's the Mackie Tops League. It's your people. I was invited in, and I very much appreciate it, and I'm enjoying it. But there's no ball busting. There's no trades. There's no trash talk. Like my league, there's
no trash talk.
The only time you forget the
18 emails that were exchanged in about 6 minutes.
The only time there's ever any email action is when someone doesn't set a lineup. It's the only time. And then they try to like retroactively go back. But like when I'm in my league with these buddies who I've known my entire life.
Wow.
You got side bets and you got things that you're gambling on. And then we got a text chain for it. And then, you know, there's stuff going on every week.
We are getting all kinds. Yes, very few of them more than $500.
That's what I'm saying.
Very few of them. Some of them $100. Really?
$40.
Ooh. You can take in your pop bottles, start doing that in the spring so you can have the money.
The everyman, Dan
what
McNeil.
What a D-bag you are.
The everyman
God.
Over
that's
here.
$7 a week, man.
Yeah, that's all some of us can afford. So it's what I
need. What do we do in our league in the score league? 75?
I think it was less than that the last year I was in it.
I need more juice. I do.
So
I
just, see, you're just, rich.
No, I am not.
Mac.
No.
You are rich.
Cheat it all away, Dan.
You are rich.
I didn't work for 2 years. It went. I still lived my life. Some of it went bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I'm just letting you know. When you see who you're talking to here, like I promise you we are in the upper percentile. Now, that doesn't
mean. I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I'm not willing to up the stakes because I dominate your league. But
right, you should be asking them to up the thing to like $2,000 entry.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, everyone. There are several guys in the league who can handle that. Kevin can handle it. JB can handle it. Our committee, well, his wife handles it. But
that's not a shot. It's in 2019.
No, not a shot. He's very good at folding towels. There's one other guy. I think Slappy could probably muster it up. If not, he could borrow it from Jonesy like he's done before.
Well, listen. Listen, if you want to,
I bet you're right.
Yeah, right. Listen, if you want to up the stakes and recruit more high paying players,
well,
I'm obviously down to gamble because I have nothing to save money for right now. But I just, I understand what you're saying. Like, if I make a wait, let's say, all right, I got Zeke Elliott, right, on my team. But if I bet the Giants on the Monday Night Football, I'm clearly rooting for the Giants and rooting for them to stop Zeke Elliott because I care more about the one bet.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, and
but
I
that's,
don't,
that's never going to change.
I don't bet a ton of money on games. I bet usually $200. I'm not the guy who, okay, I'll take a dime here, give me $2,500. I see guys do that. You know, normal guys who have normal paychecks, and they're betting $1,000 and $500
a game. That's problematic, depending on how you're defining normal.
Never do that. I bet a nickel on the Bears on opening night this year. That's the biggest regular season bet I've ever made. And boy, was it money well spent watching Team Nagy go to work against the Packers.
Guys with only one summer house are betting $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. Guys who have the 2017 F-150, these peasants who haven't paid off their home in their golf course community where the golf carts come around for Halloween, they only want to play fantasy for $500 a chop.
Guy lives in a subdivision without a gate in front of it. What kind of lowlife are you?
Listen, and by the way,
I'm not going to win this one.
You're not. You are not going to win this one. But again, I'm willing to up the ante. This hour on The Score brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. We are McNeil and Parkins on The Score. So there's crisis all over the place here, Mac.
First, what's the matter?
Well, we got a couple of things going on here. Your reputation as the everyman is just destroyed.
Okay.
I just want people to keep in mind it's in Indiana, so a gated community, consider that part of it, all right? Just imagine a bunch of trailers, you know, just fenced in.
$500 for fantasy football. And then the guys are trying to write up the Jeremy Roenick, Michael Jordan, played 36 holes of golf, had 10 beers, and then dropped over 40 and beat the Cavs by 20-plus. We found a game in 92
right,
where Jordan dropped over 40, and they won by 20-plus. Problem is, Hawks were on a Canadian road trip, and Roenick scored a goal that day. So it might not have been the Cavs or Roenick is misremembering, but I say don't let facts get in the way of a good story. It happened somewhere.
As I was telling Danny, it's not like that's a far-fetched story. No way that could happen. It's just cool.
Let me share this
cool story.
This with most athletes. I don't know if JR, he's been hitting the head a few times, but with most athletes, they don't often, stereotyping here, but they don't often have the year right. They're off consistently on years. Tanny is nodding. He's experienced this too.
Of course.
So check 91. Check 93.
And they said that they did, and they can't find another game against the Cavs that hits that criteria. So my thing is, I think he got the opponent wrong because Jordan scored 40-plus in the early 90s quite a few times, and the Bulls won by 20-plus quite a few times. So I think the issue is that the Cavs is the wrong part of the equation.
Did the Hawks win that night, by the way? You said they were on a Canadian tour.
I don't know. I mean, but
the Hawks?
Yeah. Apparently Cody Westerlund has been trying to write this up and spent like 40 minutes researching the game. Yeah, I know. He's looking
Debbie Downer.
Yeah, it's terrible. But either way, listen to Roenick on the podcast for the stories, because that was good stuff. So yeah, that's the crisis that's going on in the hallway during the break. Did you hear from any of the guys in the fantasy league? Are we up in the entry for next year?
I did not hear from anybody. I have not checked my phone. I don't like to check it much during the show. I was on it and Jeremy Roenick, I sent him a thank you text, and he's already back saying he had an amazing time. So that's
lovely.
That's it.
Name dropper.
Yeah. Mitch Rosen, a fresh text, but nobody from the fantasy league.
Okay.
And they're too busy logging into their AOL accounts trying to get that on their phones.
Counting their money.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Can't hear your dollar bills in my ear.
Wow. I didn't know 500 was exclusive for fantasy. I honestly did not know that. I'm pretty sure that's what the fee has been since I've been playing.
But they joined the league, and Mac, you're going Harry times.
No, I go back to my first league, 93 or 4, when I partnered with Harry Tynowitz in his league.
Yeah.
That was a nickel, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
That was Harry, though.
Yeah, right. You're not helping yourself.
Father!
Yeah. You're not helping your cause here with these arguments. The time I played with Harry, the Mac, you're going
right,
Harry league.
Right. Jeeves dropped him off.
Right, of course.
Jeez.
It's all right. My league with my buddies is 200 with my lifelong friends.
Okay, we go, more than what most people were paying. I wasn't aware of that. I just think you look at it over 16, 17 weeks, it doesn't break down to very
much. No, some of us do side bets if we wanna up the ante and increase it, but then we do it so that everybody is comfortable.
Some guys, you know, are in fantasy leagues just to go for the draft, the night of the draft.
And then don't care about it the rest
of
the year.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's a night out. Go have some beers, have some wings. Don't care about your team, camaraderie, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, the online part of it has sort of sucked that out of it. Everybody with their laptops or their phones and making their picks online, less communication, even at a social event.
Yep.
You spend the entire month of August trying to agree on a date for this function, and you get there and everyone's staring at laptops. No one's talking to each other.
Yep. So we made it a rule this year for our draft. We did it with no computers. Like the commissioner entered it manually. So
I would favor that.
The problem with it is that it takes forever.
Yeah.
Well, it is draft day.
I got all day. It is draft day.
Got plenty of time.
I get up at 4 o'clock. Have my pancakes. Meet with my GM.
Dexter writes in and says, "Mac, it just sounds like you've been rich for a while."
Boy, oh boy.
that's what.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy, huh?
Crazy. All right, he is.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, God.
Dexter's got me figured out.
Can we hear Matt Patricia on Mitch Trubisky? Do we have time, Tanny? I want to get it in. If we don't have time.
Yeah, let's just do it tomorrow.
We'll just do it tomorrow.
We'll do a preview. Yeah.
All tomorrow. Right. Well, I just the idea of him trying to say that Mitch was good kind of titillated me. I wanted to end on a positive note, but we ran out of time. We'll keep making fun of Matt.
Yeah, I'm glad we.
That'll do it.
I didn't realize we were that close to the end.
Wow, sure were.
My bad.
Glad we turned off the Mitch Trubisky televisions.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, yeah, we're going to do that on Sunday, too.
we have that option.
No, you gotta work to pay for the fantasy league by watching the Bears. Well,
some of us have to.
Someone's got to do it. My God.
I stepped in that one.
That's all right.
That's okay.
You were honest. You were real. You let people in, and... They learned about Dan McNeil.
It's going to be a long ride in the limo tonight back to Indiana.
That hillbilly limo. An American-made pickup truck.
A 2020 or 2019?
2019.
A 2019.
Yeah.
Okay. If you can call that a pickup truck.
Thing hovers.
It's
a tank.
It's nice.
Texter says, if you refer to $500 as a nickel, you're rich.
It's gambling parlay.
He's not
a
wrong.
1,000 is a dime.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
If we do that, and then we have the best Friday in the history of Fridays, you know, tomorrow, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Dave Wannstedt will be here at 3:15 tomorrow for his 4 o'clock appointment.
That's right. Olin Kreutz at 2:30. Eddie Jackson at 5 o'clock. Do you think if the Bears beat the Lions, Club Dub opens, or is Club Dub closed until they're good again?
No, you got to have a celebration, right? You've been waiting 5 weeks for it. You haven't had one since they beat the Vikings, for crying out loud.
I don't know. We'll discuss.
No, you got to open it up.
We'll talk to Eddie Jackson about his tackling last week against Jordan Howard.
What tackling? Oh, those 10 tackles when he grabbed a guy up by the neck and pushed him down.
Yep. Oh, yes. And Matt Jones, who plays Badger in Breaking Bad and El Camino, from Breaking Bad fame, one of Jesse Pinkman's running mates. Matt Jones is I'm sorry, Tanny, Bears fans or Lion fan?
Bears fan.
He's a Bears fan.
Huge Bears fan.
Who is in town. Huge Bears fan. I apologize. Tanny booked this. I could not be more excited to hear about Vince Gilligan on the set with Walter White and Jesse Pinkman in the Breaking Bad universe. So we're going to get Breaking Bad stories on the show tomorrow as well. Nick Szepkowski is our executive producer. Chris Tannehill, fantastic work as always. Jason Benetti, screw you. For Dan McNeil, I'm Danny Parkins. We are McNeil and Parkins. This is The Score.
Third place in the Danny Parkins lookalike contest.
we stunk together, and we just move on. It was easy. Just move on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.